Doesn't mean that she's your girlfriend. Are we live, man?
Where?
What?
Sorry.
Who?
Wally.
Live, man?
Huh?
Episode Wally. 39?
Number
28.
Eight. Oh, fuck, the episode number off. 28. Two episodes till Matt gets his fucking new chair, by the way. Isn't that credential? That's credential as. The Misfit Minds boys couldn't come on this week. They're in Melbourne. They had a little opportunity in Melbourne, so we're going to get them on next week or the week after. So it's going to happen, just not this week. Matt Brown.
Yes.
Looks...
I've got hair.
Our website's fucking fixed. We fucking figured it out, and the videos play perfectly, Matt Brown. So shove that up your fucking... weird looking ass.
Should right? I wear this on a date with Isla?
What?
Should I wear this wig on a date with Isla?
Are you still going to do that shit?
Yeah, dick. Yeah. Oh, have you been talking to any of them?
Who?
Any of your thing toy?
There's a couple. Yeah, I chat to.
Well, that's good because today we will be writing a top five. And if you...
Well, then
guess what? You don't get a say anymore then.
I don't even...
All right? Michael and I will do the entire segment ourselves if you don't wish to participate.
And I'll have the first sip of your monster, please.
I like your shirt.
Thank you, Flocklin.
Hey.
Oh, this is going to get... Don't mess anything.
I'm not here.
Hey.
Don't.
No.
Me, Michael, wearing one shirt, one pants, see? Big mistake.
Who sent that to us? A fan of the podcast sent it to us, yeah. I can't remember who did.
And we wore this to
court.
To court when we got in trouble for kicking a goal at the AFL Grand Final. So fuck me, man. What else happened? Shit talk. We're still setting the house up. It's fucking awesome filming here, man. I'm already on edge all the time. As soon as I enter this house, so is Matt. He's fucking terrified at night.
It's so big. There's so many different angles for shit to go wrong.
Yeah, you can sneak up on people real easy. It's just fucking.
If you forget something in the kitchen, you need a passport to get to the other side.
110%.
I like
Michael
that.
Michael enjoyed that.
I like.
Also, guys, we're running a comment competition, so we're going to pick one comment at random out of all of the comments this entire season to win $1,000. We'll do it live. All right. So the more times you comment, the higher your chances of winning, and that's pretty cool. So this is us saying to you: if put in the work, comment some stuff, just comment lots of comments, you're increasing your chances of winning money, and that is entrepreneur.
Fly by the night.
Fly by the night, you dumb bitch.
I've seen him.
Anyway, we got a jam-packed flele clele coming up for you guys. We got a lying to Lockie coming up soon. It's going to be a tough one because the person who is lying to him is currently with him. Do you understand how difficult that has made things? Mm. But we have thought on our feet and we have come up with a solution, hopefully. Fuck me, cunt. Surely we're not going to get him 6 weeks in a row or whatever it is now.
Energy.
We also got a prank call. We got screaming segment. We got Bachelor Brown. It's all happening. Yeah, fuck off. Shut up. These are the sponsors. Hey, take a seat and just sit down. You're nothing.
You are nothing.
You're nothing.
You are a fucking worthless slice of shit.
Worth a slice of shit.
Dust. Bit of hair, clothes on it. And you think, why me?
Why me?
Fuck you.
Your Adams is shit.
Fuck you. Go to manscaped.com.
Manscaped.com.
They will stop that, whatever you're doing there, and turn it into something so powerful, you won't even know who you are anymore. Wild nights. Out on the town with women clawing at you because you are covered in manscaped shit. They got crop mops. They got crop cleansers. They got foot duster, refined cologne, and the Plough 2.0. You can shave your nuts in the fucking shower, and it's fucking waterproof, and you probably won't nick your nuts like you do with other fuck shavers. You can shave your nuts clean, clean and smooth, and then you put a nut crop cleanser on, mop it up. Fucking dick. Get out there and fuck slut. Fuck slut. Go to manscaped.com. You want 20% off? Huh? Fully actual 20. Discount code. Have 20% off. You got to buy male grooming products at some stage, so you may as well have 20% off. So use our discount code fully actual 20. Fuck you. You fucking fucked it up.
And women can have it too. Women can go there too.
Also available for women. Thank you, Manscaped. You are true legends of the sport.
Oh.
And of course, the other sponsor, we are proudly sponsored by the University of Markle. All right. All the bugs are fixed. It's a beautiful website again. We're upgrading the website in a few months. It's going to be 10 times better. We post weekly videos that are far too fucked to post to social media. What do we got coming out this week? Brown Golf.
Yeah.
Oh, is that coming out?
Brown Golf comes out, is out right now while you're listening to this. Yes. Wow. And that is where Michael and Matt play me and James in a fucking golf, and whoever loses each hole gets a fucked punishment. Fuck you, Matt. You suck at golf, you fucking dog bitch. Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
It's very, very...
21-day free trial. See if you like the content. You don't have to pay in that 21 days. If you don't like it, leave free of charge. If you think, oh, it's made me laugh enough, I stay on because I have depression. I have severe depression and I feel down and out and I need a laugh. If that's you, have a look.
Or any other sort of mental health illnesses.
Yeah, if you are purely happy, bliss life, go and have a look. May as well try and be happier.
Yeah, that's, I guess, sort of like a mental health thing. So,
hey, how you going?
Matt Brown.
Concrete, how are you?
Anyway, that's our sponsors. I don't know if and we can cut this if we want, but I don't know if I want Nord back.
I reckon just keep doing it and see it like, oh, nah. Let's do half.
I think we're the best NordVPN
people ever.
Delivery of of the sponsorship
just,
ever.
They're just fucking like.
But if they're too hard work, then
yeah. Look, we'll see.
Yeah, let's see. What do you guys reckon? Yeah, what should we keep
put
them
it
on?
To you guys.
They did say just keep it on for the money.
Yeah, they did say that. We have already asked them, but also they're quite difficult to work with. So bear that in mind now and let's vote again.
Maybe that's some good feedback.
Do we stay with NordVPN or not?
Yeah, they don't get back to the email.
I have given them that feedback many times.
Yeah, and if they don't want to change, then, I mean, it's a free world. We don't have to be a part of it and they don't have to be with us.
Yeah.
Hey, that's real. That's real
static electricity, dick.
Hey, I've got some big news.
Oh, no.
I have booked a
flight
crane.
I've booked a
pilot's lesson.
Nothing. I haven't done anything.
Were you gonna lie?
Yeah, I was trying to.
You've already done all your lies.
Yeah, I did get Matt good today. I double lied again.
Thank you.
I convinced him that Marty's phone didn't have a charger. No. Then he's like, "That's a lie. I'm gonna go get him a charger." Then I went to James. Marty does have a charger. He walked all the way up to the other side of the house. Took him like 30 seconds. Did. And then I hear him go, oh. And then I hear him come back and he's like, there was no charger up there. I was like, no.
You also got me with, you said Misfit Minds aren't coming today. I went, oh. And you went, nah, I'm lying. I went, oh, okay, that's good. And then you went, no, I'm kidding. They're in Melbourne.
So you can double lie. It's double lines like the new line.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And also, Julian accidentally broke one of your cactuses today.
Yeah.
In a fit of rage.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was my sort of fault because I stirred him up.
I kind of forgot about that and you've now brought it back up. It was also one of my favorites, which really sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. Well, you can plant that top bit that got snapped off.
Oh, yeah, it'll be all fine.
And then you'll have two monsters.
And also the top will grow more. But yeah, it just sucks.
Yeah. It's going to take years to get that back.
Mm.
We did offer you a new one. We can get you a new one.
I don't want you to buy a new one. I want you to save your money. You have a future.
I don't think you know.
Sorry, anyway, Marty has a future.
On this day, yeah. Oh, hang on, let me just
check in.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a PO box here.
Sorry. I actually booked a ticket to Africa.
Fuck off.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
All right, I've just messaged our liar for this week. I just got to find out if now is a good time. We're just going to keep this ready because as soon as we get the green light, we're going to go ahead with the Lying to Lockie segment, which is a segment where we lie to one of our friends, Lockie, every single week.
And we have not failed. We have not failed yet.
It's the best.
Anyway. And okay, this, should we tell them the lie?
Oh, okay. All right, guys. It's go time. All right. So
what's the lie going to be?
So we'll wait till we have Alex on the phone and then we'll explain it to everyone.
Sorry, my bad.
Oh, man. This is fucked. I live for
toilet
this shit.
And
I'm all itchy.
Okay. Oh, he said call me. All right, here we go, everyone. Here we fucking go. Is that turned up? Yep. I'm immediately nervous.
Hello, hello.
Dude.
How you doing?
Yeah, good, dude. Are you fucking, we got you on the podcast now. All right, so does the merge call thing, you does that sort of make sense? I hope this fucking works.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, sweet, because we didn't get a practice run in, so hopefully my phone doesn't do that thing where it fucking hangs up. But anyway, let's call Lockie. So the lie is going to be, because we didn't anticipate Alex and Lockie being together in Sydney around Jackson. They're down there filming podcasts at the moment. So that's thrown a massive spanner in the works. So we thought we'll keep it simple. Alex is going to go to the toilet, call Lockie and say, there's no toilet paper, dude. Can you get me some? And now, even if that conversation ends, Alex, if Lockie's like, oh yeah, okay, no worries. And then he hangs up, stay on the phone with us and keep us on speaker, because as soon as you say thank you and he passes you the toilet paper, then that's when we start screaming that he's a fucking idiot. But if he stays on the phone, that's fine too. It'll just be more clear. We'll be able to hear him.
Yeah. So if he hangs up, put us on loudspeaker so he can hear us once it's all ringworm.
Yeah, not all good.
And say sorry.
All right, here we go. Alex, are you ready? All right, let's do this.
You're the best, Alex.
Chat in a sec. Here we go.
Okay.
Yes, it's hold. That's good.
Can you get me some toilet paper? I'm just like stuck in the toilet. It's above
your head.
Nah, like it's all gone, bro.
Nah, I looked in there like I did grab a roll. Well, nah, there was four rolls in there. Up in that mirror to the directly behind you to the left.
Where? Show me.
There wasn't four when I opened it. Sorry? Above your head, to the left. I saw it like half an hour
there. I went there yesterday. Yeah, wait, which bathroom? The one you got, Chef?
Yeah.
There was two in there when I grabbed one. There was only one left up.
Have you looked above your head in the far left in the mirror?
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Can you show me? Like, just point it out.
What do you say above your head?
Where? Show me.
Like man?
Yeah.
You bit lying, you fucking you fucking idiot, Lockie!
God, you are dumb.
Fucking retard.
We got him.
Oh my god.
You went all the way to the fucking bathroom and Alex had the toilet paper there. You fucking wasted your time, Lockie.
I was thinking, they haven't pranked me yet. I'm expecting something to happen. Honestly, like 30 minutes ago, he was like, oh, isn't it like Marty Michael's podcast day today? And he was like, oh, no, it's Thursday, tomorrow. I was like, oh, shit, he's going to like figure out.
Look, we will always be moving the podcast. Sometimes we're going to film on Tuesday, sometimes on Friday. Hell, we even talked about filming on a Saturday and a Sunday, cunt.
Sometimes, no days.
So always expect lies. Don't believe anyone.
And I had it. Just before I was about to open the door handle, we were like,
it hit me straight away. I said, this is it. This is it.
So you knew in that moment that you'd been had.
Yeah, straight away. As soon as I was like, this is it. Because I'm about to walk in, he's not going to be shitting. And I was like, this is it. I'm
Oh, well, you got Gottfried again. Gottfried,
that's getting Gottfried. We're prepared. We're fucking see you next week, love.
No, I'm sure you'll sleep good tonight. No, you'll sleep good.
We got you, Gottfried.
Don't trust. Remember, Lockie, goodbye and don't trust
anyone. We love you.
Oi, book like some counselling and shit. Just let's get the ball rolling.
Maybe a flight to New Zealand too.
Yeah, I'll start Monday. Yeah, cool.
Fuck yeah. All right. Well, yeah, we'll talk to you soon, dude. Sorry.
Stay with it, everyone.
Be concrete, man.
Thank you, Alex. That was perfect.
That's all right. See you, boys.
See you soon, boys.
Bye.
Sydney.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, that feels good to trick that fucking fucker, man. We fucking lied to him and he fell for it. Yeah. And that's a joke to us.
Oh, it felt so good.
Yeah, it was good. It's good that he knew in the moment, like just before we yelled at him, he's like, nah, I've been had.
Imagine I would have loved to have seen his face. He's like, oh, fuck, it's them. And then,
sound wave.
Imagine if Jackson fired him on the phone. No, shut up, Alex, you're fired. And then we don't come clean and it's a joke on Alex.
Well, we could change it. We're going to have to change it soon. Once
we're
going
to have to come up with some reversals or some shit.
Reversals.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna have to do.
We're gonna have to lose. We're gonna have to go wild.
We might have to do that. We might have to go. Oh, let's just quickly meet on a Saturday and just record a
car.
A.
Look at him. I can't look at you with that clala.
You don't look right.
Yeah, it's clala lele.
Sorry.
Anyway, on this day, guys. And on this day is
brought to you by
Matthew Gregory Brown, where he goes and researches something that happened in history. So it could be 5 years ago, could be last year, could be 120 years ago.
It's all 100% true.
Could it be today?
It is today.
Oh. Holy shit, man. That is so true.
But in the past.
On this day in 1996, Denzel Washington thought his daughter was a towel. He got out of the shower and grabbed her hair and started drying himself with it. He was singing extremely loudly so he couldn't hear the screams of his five-year-old daughter as he scalped her bit by bit. By the time he did notice, it was too late. His daughter was completely scalped and she was dead. Denzel flushed her body down the toilet, took a few goes, and he had to really stomp hard as he flushed. To this day, he still uses her hair as a towel. I forgive you, Denzel, and I stand up against racism. Watch me now stand right up against racism. I will now stand and raise my arms, and if I don't, that means my views have changed and I am a racist pig. Yeah, Matt. Matt. Huh?
You have to.
You wrote this today.
Stand up.
Matt? Unless...
Hands up.
Unless you admit to being a racist, but I know you are and I don't think that you are. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Have to have a hand. Hands there you go. Yeah, you're good.
Okay, sweet. He's done it, everyone. He did it. He did that.
That's it.
He did it.
He gone and did it.
All right. That's a strong... You're starting to really...
That's develop.
Yeah, it's personal. You're making it personal. And I enjoy that.
It's recreation.
Don't, Matt. Don't do that. Anyway, it's time for Michael's Bible.
Oh, shit.
Do you understand?
Oh, man.
This segment is where Michael keeps all of his wisest thoughts that he's had throughout his entire life. And shut up, cunt, because there's been heaps.
Should we bring up what happened on the weekend?
What happened on the weekend?
With the Bible?
Did you see it? Was it floating again?
We put a story out. About the Bible verse.
Oh, someone got
I can't believe I nearly forgot. Holy fucking balls. Some legend, right, got one of the Michael's Bible's sayings from the podcast tattooed on his leg, like a big tattoo.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's massive. So fucking legend. What was his name again?
Yeah, we should probably
if you want to see it. Oh, fuck. I think I've forgotten his name, eh?
Could it be in our past stories?
It'd be in DMs. I'll see if I can see.
It'll be in the stories, in your highlights.
Who said that? Sorry.
I gotta pick my, I feel like Kalele Fashinele. I gotta wear Kalele on him.
Where's archives? How do I do this? He, on Instagram, he's TylerW724. Right, I don't know. He hasn't posted it, but
a whole script on his story. He put it on.
Yeah, about like the here and thigh. The here and there one.
Very good.
Anyway,
and sparks. Anyway,
Michael's Bible.
Flare, clare, clearly.
He is now Bezos. So please, no more Michael.
Chapter Neb backwards. If finders is really keepers, should keepers stop finding shit for the original finders to stop keeping shit so the finders can find their original shit? I get headaches and cry often.
So wise.
The dripping water disguises my tears apart from the color. The color is red. I cry red tears, blood tears, from my period peepers. Get fucked off back up it, bitch, because I've been being B beyond being B before Ben being behind Ben's being bitch. I simply must, I simply will, I will again. My name is Ben.
Ben, Ben.
My name is Ben. Ben, Ben. Ben, 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 Ben.
Wow.
Anyway, fuck. Oh, I didn't. Yeah, that's the book, sort of.
You were just reading a text as well.
Yeah, yeah. I can multitask.
Fucking hell, man. That was actually... I learnt.
Yeah, it's something. Something.
There. I learnt.
There's
then.
Something there. Anyway, sorry.
All right. I've also just I took a photo of another diary entry I found of mine. Again, not in chronological order or anything. I'm just finding random ones.
One from the book.
Oh yes.
Diary entry number 3487.
What the fuck is that? Don't do that
again.
That's
a fucking number in German. You don't need to be you don't need to be doing the drums and shit and stopping me and
all right. Sorry.
That's my motherland.
Sorry. Okay. Leave it.
Today we went to the zoo. We couldn't afford to go in, but we walked around the outside of the zoo. I heard an elephant and some other animals. I cried because I was so hungry. My favorite animal is the lion, and Mum laughed and said, "That's a shit animal." It was a pretty good day.
How does she say that in German? That was a shit animal.
Wasn't das für ein Scheiß?
That's her crying at the end?
No, that was her laugh.
Oh, wow.
And her neck was 7 meters long, wrapped around her legs.
Oh. Shitman. Shitman Brown.
All right, it's time now. And we'll be right back with Matt's black tar book.
I can't wait to watch you two try and get up. Keep this in, Connor. This is going to be funny.
You
got to take your headphones off, don't forget.
Shilala Klofle. Shilala Klofle.
And we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
You're being very clever-ish, Nicola.
Got a hole in my pants.
That's clever, clever, Nicola.
All right, guys.
All right.
It is time for the innermost thoughts of one of the most twisted, deranged sexual predators the world has ever seen. This is Matt Brown's Black Book, where he has detailed every single sexual experience that he has ever had in his whole life.
All right, here we go. Okay. Fuck me. I'm Klele Fischner.
Schlucklulflur. As you might remember from last week, Hitler tells Matt how to get demon powers by having a demon. Matt then has Stephen Hawking's because he's the weakest demon. And then Matt has the demon powers now and should be strong enough to fight Satan.
And he fucked a kid well. Plus, he pashed Hitler.
Yeah.
My mother's proud.
It's important to remember that there's some sexual chemistry between.
Before Brown. We start, did anyone see the cartoon Hitler that got sent to us?
No.
I'll send it to you. It's quite good.
Holy shit, was a Klefferschnitt. Oh, it was on Cork Shift, your father's Instagram. Yeah,
sex like a sexy Hitler.
Your father's Instagram Matt is Brown. Beautiful. Follow Cork Shift Brown.
Yeah, yeah. All of the
all the Browns members.
There's Cork Shift, which is Q. Is it Q U O R K?
I think it's Q O R K Shift.
Yeah, Quark Shift.
It Brown. Follows the fully actual.
There's
Instagram.
There's Requifton. There's
Choir.
Choir. C H O I R.
Choir is something else.
Yeah.
Queston.
And Queston. Fuck yeah, Queston. Don't follow them all because
is there a Requifton?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
It's a look for a picture of the thing with like 25 tits.
Anyway, let's get this over with. All right, because it steals a part of my soul every day.
I need a puff up, but asthma.
Stand with me.
Okay.
Stand with me.
Okay.
Dude.
You guys are going to work in sync.
That was... Oh, it's better than nothing. Hey.
Let me wet my whistle.
I need water too. I can't breathe.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. Here we go. So he's just woke... He's just... receive demon powers. Okay, so fucking shut up, everyone. God. Have number 64.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I stare at Julian's shocked face. So Stephen Hawkins was a demon, and he's not disabled. He's actually just really lazy, and now you has his powers.
That's right, Julian. Now I have demon powers. I can try to have Satan, and then I can return to Earth.
You know, just because you had demon powers doesn't mean you're strong enough to have Satan, you know. He's fucking hectic, cunt, man. He's been Satan for thousands of years.
I walk over to Julian and place my hand on his shoulder. Julian, I have to try. I can't stay in hell. I have too much unfinished business on Earth.
You know, if you fail at this, you will be burning in fire for eternity.
I have to try. Julian places his hand on my cheek.
I don't want to lose you, Maddie.
I'll always be with you, Julian. In here, I point at Julian's heart, then wipe a tear off of Julian's face. We both lean in and kiss slowly with tongue. Then I gently kiss Julian's neck and see goosebumps appear on his arm.
Oh, Maddie.
We kiss some more, but stop before we lose control. We share a long, loving hug and I say goodbye. I love you, Julian. I always have.
Or, what's it called? Love you too, Maddie.
One last kiss and I leave the bathroom and try to find Satan. It's absolute carnage as I re-enter the party area. Everyone is in a panic. The music had stopped, and people were running in all directions screaming. Satan is there, and he's in the process of fucking everyone to death. I watched on as Satan split John Lennon in half with one pump. Satan then grabbed a screaming Heath Ledger and set him on fire, then forced his balls so far down Heath's throat that he suffocated. Satan then jumped up high in the air and, leading with his elbows, slammed down onto the skull of Brittany Murphy. He then had a fiddle as she died. Everyone was running around screaming. I see a creature run past me with barbed wire wrapped around its arm. I chase it down and tackle it. What are you doing? Yelled the creature. I need your barbed wire.
Fine, take it.
Shove it up my ass.
What? No.
D- Do it! There's no time! The confused creature nods and I turn around, pull my pants down and pull my ass cheeks apart. I stretch my asshole as far open as I possibly can, so far open that it nearly tears. The creature looks disgusted and struggles to look at my asshole. Stop fucking around, you bitch! Shove it up my ass! Now! The creature is visibly shaking but starts to feed the barbed wire up my ass. The barbs catch on my ring and slice little cuts as they go. It's tremendously painful, but I only have one chance at this. All of it! I need it all! The creature has its eyes closed and feeds the last of the barbed wire into my core. I let my cheeks go and they slap back together and completely conceal the barbed wire. The creature vomits and I see Satan finishing off a screaming David Bowie. I make my way towards him, past the corpses that littered the ground. I have a grab here and there, an exposed breast or cock. Then I look up and it's just me and Satan remaining. Everyone else has been killed for the day. We meet again, Mr. Brown! How would you like to be fucked to death today? Not today, Satan. Today I will be fucking you. Are you challenging me, Greg? Be very careful with what you say next, as they may be your last words. Ah! I sprint at Satan, then lunge at him. With my arms by my side and my head flying first, I slam into his chest and send him flying. Satan crashes to the ground. He looks confused and fills with rage. You have demon powers? How did you know? Hitler told me how to get demon powers. That German cunt! I leap at Satan again, and I curl into a ball midair. Satan is too fast and jumps up and kicks me like a soccer ball. He volleys me halfway across the party room, and I slid along the ground. My soft body is covered in scratches, and I'm disorientated. Then I remember hearing footsteps. Bang! Satan toe-punts my head with a run-up. The top of his foot connects flush with my nose as he kicks forwards and up. My creamy body again gets slung across the room from the force of the kick. My nose is now completely flat on my face and blood is streaming out. You have made a big mistake, Matt Brown! I look up and see him storming towards me. He's too strong. Then, out of the corner of my eye, I see a gun. It was lying next to Tupac's body. I reach for it and grab it with my fingertips. Satan is now too steps away from me and he's holding his massive erection and directing it towards my mouth. I grab the gun and point it at Satan. Bang, bang, bang. I shoot at Satan's dick. He stumbles backwards. Oh, oh, you shot my cock. I pull the trigger of the gun again, but it's out of bullets. His cock was bleeding, but still looked intact. It's going to take more than bullets to stop me, Brown. I stand up and start power dancing. I do a slap drop and pop my hips from side to side. Satan is mesmerized. I run my hands over my milky skin and grab my own ass cheeks. Then, while I have Satan mesmerized, I quickly move forwards and grab his throat with both of my hands. I squeeze and squeeze, and my little brown starts slithering around the back of Satan, searching for his dot. Satan snaps out of my dance spell and grabs my wrists. He starts to pull my arms off his neck, and I use all of my strength to keep choking him. Our eyes remain locked as we battle. Satan slowly starts overpowering me, and my arms start to shake. I see a smile creep onto Satan's face, and then my hands lose grip on his neck. In one movement, Satan spins my body and pulls me into him, so now he's hugging me from behind, and I can't free my arms. His arms were wrapped tightly around me, and he was crushing me. Very good try, Brown. You have been a formidable opponent. I felt his massive dick part my cheeks, and then I heard it sniffing for an entry point. Then, without hesitation, his dick shot straight into my asshole. Oh, no! Satan screamed in pain. The barbed wire in my ass had wrapped around Satan's dick and was shredding it to pieces. Satan tried to pull his dick out, but the barbed wire only sunk deeper into Satan's shaft. I felt his warm blood filling my guts and I started laughing. Satan was trapped. He could not go forwards or backwards without amputating his cock. It's not over until it's over, my sweet, sweet Lucifer. Oh, please, Matt, stop this! If you free me, we can rule hell together! I won't ever fuck you again! I threaded my cock back in between my legs, then in between his legs, and it started burrowing in between his cheeks. Stop this, Brown! I look over my shoulder at Satan to see his face as my little Brown enters his ass. His eyes widened and his mouth dropped open. My little Brown started swelling and spinning, getting deeper and deeper. I lean back into Satan and pull his head towards me. We share a passionate kiss as my reverse fucking starts to speed up. His tongue was hot, and I could sense that he was nervous. He hadn't been had in thousands of years, and he knew I had won. Then finally, as we're kissing, my balls contract and I inject my mince into Satan. With his dick in my ass and my dick in his ass, I kiss Satan's face as I slowly watch him die. You have bestowed me, Mr. Brown. I finish mincing and feel the devil's body go limp. My little Brown unplugs from him and he falls to the ground. His dick finally comes out of my ass with all the barbed wire still wrapped around it. I feel something strange in my head. They were horns. I look up and see Julian.
Holy fuck, Matty. You're Satan now, cunt.
Fly la cly la, Julian. Fly la 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 cly.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Fly la 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 cly.
Wow. Mate, Matt's been Satan before.
This is the house of Satan now. Is that what you're saying, Wally?
Wow, Matt. You're evil.
Lucifer.
Oh, that was... I went through different emotions throughout that. That was crazy.
I have a headache.
That was fleklelekleilelei.
That took everything that I had.
I've only got one arm, so clapping that.
All right, let's move along from that as quick as we can. Do you understand?
I think so.
Can you picture the way he had you?
It was like Titanic fucking.
Like he had you.
You were Rose.
You were at the front and you wrapped your dick under your, in between your legs, under his and then into him. Very clever, man.
That's good bending.
That's shock fuck. You understand me? Anyway, let's do some screaming, all right?
Oh.
It's time for the screaming segment where we call any random business and we guess how long they're going to hang up because I'm screaming the whole time and that's all I'm doing. Thank you. So now I will call a business and scream as loudly as I can.
Who are you gonna call today?
Yeah, what business? Let's go with like, let's go with something.
What about a massage place?
Yeah, well,
because they're usually open. Like quite quiet.
Yeah, it's always 50-50. You never know what they're gonna say.
Yeah. All right. Let's try a massage place. So what do you guys reckon?
Yeah,
How long will it? Will they stay on the phone
this
for?
This could be like 35 seconds.
26
seconds. All right, I'm gonna go like 22 seconds. Oh yeah, by the way, if they last 60 seconds with me screaming, then I have to say to them, "You win this time." Sorry. That's my mistake.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh fuck, is my phone on private? Just gotta check. Sorry. Because I don't want to be screaming at this person, and then they say,
"Haven't called back.
What's going on in here, man?" No, it's not on.
Go in.
Oh, Bobby,
this is a new segment
that.
We call "Can Bosley look Get on that, the Couch?"
Bosley, go.
Come on,
up.
Scream right.
Maybe let's keep him. Let's go to questions quickly.
We'll come back
to this segment. Right.
Do you want
to? We're going to quickly go to questions just because we don't want to move Bosley.
He's a happy boy.
This is a treat.
Oh, this is such a rare treat, everyone.
All right. Should we do comment of the week first?
Yeah, go on, guys. Hey, comment of the week is a segment where we pick a comment from last week's episode that we liked the most and we put it on a board and you're in the running to win another $1,000 if you make comment of the week.
Let's just flash it. Let's flash it to people.
Flash what?
The board.
Oh, it's too far away.
Yeah, Matt will put you on that comment on a board. He'll probably do it in like the very last moment yeah, of the season. Up. But you will be on a board that will be at our house. So that's crazy.
Comment of the week went to Dawson Hayes. And his comment was Matt Brown, mercilessly, can't say the word, mercilessly?
Mercilessly.
Mercilessly. It's going to ruin the whole comment.
Mercilessly.
Let's change it to psychotically. Psychotically has every.
Oh my God, there's so much in my flair. Yeah, that's a good comment. No, keep going.
All right. Comment of the week went to Dawson Hayes. Matt Brown, psychotically has every creature under the sun. Have every creature under the sun. Matt Brown also is petrified of a phone call with a woman.
Yeah, that's very true. It's funny. It's a funny discombobulation of things. He's able to hunt them and mercilessly be a predator.
I can't say that word.
But now he can't even. He's so shy and mid-40s, he can't even talk to them anymore. He's so... Matt Brown, everybody.
78.
Diary entries, like, explain what how I got to where I am.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, wow. You were Satan, dude.
All right.
That's pretty sick.
Not many people can say that.
Sorry.
That's rock and roll, bro.
Sorry.
Emily the Strange.
All right. Top question went to AA Flight Reviews. Why is the actual in Marty and Michael fully actual, not capitalized?
Is it not?
No, it's not. So in our... I actually went and researched this to make sure it was correct. So if you go to our YouTube, Marty Michael Fully Actual, the actual is not capital A.
That's on brand.
That's a, yeah, that's a mistake, and that's perfect. That's why.
Sorry.
He also said General Flaleku.
Yeah.
Or being more B, can you get fully actual trademarked?
Right.
Okay.
Yep. We'll do it. We'll do that. How do you do that? Who do I call for that?
Just Google it.
Sorry.
All right. And that's it for questions.
You've been scared here at night.
Yeah, a few times.
Matt's getting you. I think that's normal though when you move into a new house.
It is big though.
I remember, and you're here alone.
There's just things walking around in the roof.
And there's a rat. We have another rat situation at the new house, which is very exciting.
Yeah, so Matt's got... They've come back. The rats are back.
Yeah, they must have followed us or
rat
something.
Rat back.
Or the, maybe back they rat. Knew where we were going to go.
Back a rat.
Yeah, it's like that game.
But anyway, hopefully there'll be some developments.
So explain the story. You had a rat jump out of the bin.
This happened last night. What did I go for? I went to the kitchen. I think it was for water.
Glass of milk. It would have been a glass of milk.
Yeah. And it's down the other end of the house. The lights were still on, and I like sprinted down there, like top speed. And I think I was so quick that I caught him in the act, and there was a rat trying to get into the bin. And as I came around the corner, I didn't know this. I just heard it, and I was like, "What's that?" And I came around the corner, and he like freaked out and said, "And he started
this shit."
And he started galloping towards me.
That was good.
And he was huge. Oh. He was like coming at me, and then just at the last second, he darted. And we don't have a dishwasher at the moment. They had to repair it, so they're getting us a new one. And where the dishwasher sits, there's a little hole, and he dove into that hole.
So he knows around the way here.
Yeah.
Pardon? Hope that answers your question.
I have a headache.
That was fucking good. You got to admit that was good.
I don't know which part.
The part that... Oh.
See? He doesn't know himself.
I don't know.
The laugh. The laugh was good.
All right, next question is from Dean Moore. Question for the podcast. How many times has Michael cupcaked Marty? Seems like Michael has taken over Marty as the chief farter.
No, Michael's just always... His farts are rare, but...
I don't know if they're rare. He farts more than you do.
I'll utilize them now.
Throughout our lives, yeah, Michael was always been to one to trap his fart and want other people to smell it. He started with pillows. He'd do it on his pillows and then offer his pillow to people to smell. And then it turned to a more aggressive approach where he would cupcake us and...
Or just some like friendly wafts in the direction of mine.
Today you were doing some good.
Michael
wafts.
Is eager to share.
Yeah, and James's are probably the best.
Yeah, James's like,
they're like organic farts.
Yeah, but
sometimes they're real tight, like
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so
next question is from JC Pablo. I just gonna the reason I brought this question out is it's not really a question, it's more of a statement. Did get a high number of likes. He's just gonna put it out there. We want Brown doing Twitch, full fishnet stockings, BDSM gear, playing The Sims.
Oh yeah, I could see.
Got a lot of likes. I don't know why.
I could see you doing that. I also saw a comment saying the black book, the people want the random ones back.
I only saw one comment.
Yeah, but it had like a fair few likes, like 20 likes or something. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know about that. We should do some research.
No, I swear. Oi, look at me, brother. Look at me, brother. You fucking got my word, cunt. So, and I know there's no choice to it because it's already written, but if you guys did have a choice, what do you prefer, the storyline of the black book or just the random ones? Comment and let us know. All right, sorry, if you could choose. It's a hypothetical, obviously it's written already and I don't get much to say. Matt Brown.
Next question is from Peter Hunt.
That's what you sounded like.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
It's so stoned. It's incredible.
Look at Matt.
This is what he goes to a fucking office during the day. Corporate attending, comes home at night and puts a wig on and wears Wally's shirt and talks silly buggers with his two 50-year-old friends. Carded nut. It's a double life, and that's for short.
Oh, that was clearly.
It's a double life, Brown Town. Imagine if you went to Wholesome like this.
I'm thinking about
what would they do if you walked into the office like that?
I don't know about this, but I'm thinking about just wearing the wig and going full serious about
Look at how he's sitting on that ergonomics chair now. He's fully like,
it's so become like comfy. Hipster with
it's
it.
So I can hold this up.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah, I can't wait to give you a new chair though, because it's like, yeah, you've mastered that one now.
It's only two away. Sorry, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Two Next away. Question is from Peter Hunt. Come on, get it.
What you sound like?
Yeah, that one didn't get me that time.
It nearly did.
I'm good.
All right. What is the hardest part of your job?
Oh, good question. Probably the relentlessness of it. You can't have a break because then people so quickly forget, because it's such a competitive space where everyone wants you to watch their fucking videos. So if you stop for a while, you really notice it. So you just got to keep fucking going. It's a short career, not a long career. So you got to make the most of it as fucking much as you can. And that turns into big days. You got a lot of shit going on all at once.
The body hurts.
Yeah. And the physical pain, Matt Brown. You have no idea. You fucking milkman.
Yeah.
M. Look at Emil on my socks.
Yeah.
Our friend Emil is on my... Anyway. Next question is from Shana David. What's the story of Bosley? Is there any good stories involving the Boz?
Yeah, there's plenty of good stories involving Bosley, but the story of Bosley is he was given to me by an ex-girlfriend, and then when I was like, what, like fucking 21? 22? Yeah, 22.
22.
And then we broke up and she took him to begin with, but then she sort of didn't really have time anymore. And then I was like, fuck, like I didn't really even want him. I didn't really want a dog. I was like, it's like such an anchor throughout my 20s now. I'm not going to be able to like just have another life I have to look after. And then fucking it was such a fucking fuckwit of a dog, and he was a puppy too. So just never listened. I'd take him to a dog park and he would just run away and never come when I called him. So embarrassing when it was time to leave, because I'd literally have to run him down and catch him physically and drag him out.
Oh, wow.
And while everyone's like looking at you, it's fucking embarrassing.
That is good.
So we've come
Can
a long way.
Can you tell the little girl story?
Yeah, and there was one time he was at the dog park and there was a little like, she would have been like six or something, and she had little pigtails, and Bosley was still a pup.
Maybe wasn't
like
sure what it was.
One or one and a half, and jumped, and his paws hit her back, and he tried trying to grab her pigtails, and she just fell forwards.
Did he pull her to the ground?
No, she just fell forwards. He missed the pigtails.
Oh, wow.
He attacked. He's a vicious dog.
But yeah, it's now look at him. He's the fucking, look at this thing.
He's the medic.
9 years now. I've had him from 6 weeks old to 9 years old.
Also, you probably grow more closer to him when you moved in with Pepper and Dave because they were very dog people.
No, you just fall more in love with your animals the longer you're together with them.
It's Clyli. It is beautiful. We love him and he looks after us. He is known as the medic.
Now he's rewarded. I've promised him through all the shit times. I was like, as soon as we have money, I'm going to fucking feed you like a king, cunt.
Mm-hmm. And now you got him a kennel.
Did you?
Yeah. It's no, in your room.
I was like,
it's in your room. Imagine if we put the kennel in Matt's room.
I'd be happy for Boz to stay over a few nights.
Yeah.
He can be my protector as well as my medic.
Yeah. He loves killing rats. If he saw that rat, he'd fucking, yeah, he loves killing rats. Good boy. Good boy. Sorry.
All right. Next question is from NY. If Matt needed a kidney, which one of you would donate one to him?
I think we go half each.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Half each, put them together, like super glue or sewing or what have you, and then put it in you.
I'd eat mine, I reckon.
I'd eat
mine. Oh, man, imagine that, eating your kidneys as you die.
Next.
Oh. Imagine starting at your toes and eating yourself all the way up. I wonder how far up you would get before you die.
I don't think you have. Imagine trying to bite your finger off, how hard that
is. Eating yourself.
Imagine like you weigh yourself and then you've got to like then just like-
Take a pound of flesh.
You've got an hour to hack as much as you can off of yourself and you're competing against someone else.
To save your own life.
Wow, it sounds like a
Saw scene.
That's Klaila Lila.
Fly Kluntli. Flukululu.
I'd start running and maybe trying to lose weight running wise. Anyway,
have to chop off flesh.
Next question is from the underdog and it's for Michael.
Okay.
Are you ready, Michael? Because we need the correct answer here. Question for the podcast. Why does Michael hate Star Wars and Marvel so much? Does he hate all fantasy type genre movies or just those two?
It's like matter of opinion, but there is a shitload of people out there who would agree with me.
Yeah, but why do you hate them?
Oh.
Yeah. A shitload of people love you and a shitload of people hate you.
Well, just
right?
Like watch it and like see what I mean. It's shit.
Well, no,
I think it's what you grow up on.
I think
really?
It's just what genre you're into as well. Like action shit, just find action movies very predictable and like it's just like, you know, chase scenes and gunfire and it's always, there's a love interest. The good guy always ends up winning. It's just like not boring.
Now, I find with action films, because being a fucking film fan, the shit ones are shit and the good ones are good. If it's shit, the film action is shit. Like John Wick is great, but then like Bruce Willis films lately, shit.
Bruce Willis, remember when he was the best man in the world?
Die Hard.
Yeah, I reckon that's outdated.
No, yeah, I'd 100% sit down with someone and say it to their face.
Like 4.0 is like shit.
Yeah, that's shit.
Hey, mate, can you give me a little sip of the Coke there? I don't want to disturb
us. But yeah, I reckon Star Wars has destroyed itself anyway because it kept trying to make a movie each year, which is ridiculous.
Now it's branched off into all kind of shows and movies. There's new movies coming out, new shows coming out in Disney.
And I've watched the Doctor Strange. I've watched that.
Yeah,
and
so that's bad. So you're starting the wrong spots. Give me that.
No, I will hold it.
I did Batman.
I will hold it.
I did the new Batman, even though it's not Marvel. I did the new Batman.
And that's shit.
They're just making superhero films for the sake of making superhero films.
For
cash. Because they know there's heaps of people that love superheroes.
For cash.
Superheroes are done. They're shit.
We should make a superhero movie.
Same with Star Wars. It's done.
We could make a superhero movie.
They got to stop making them.
Why don't we make one?
Okay, we'll make one.
Why don't we make a superhero movie?
Okay. I'll make a superhero. I would love that.
A spoof of superhero movies.
What could our powers be? What would yours be, Brown?
I'll be having
seduction. Matt's superpower would be seduction.
You'd be fucking your squirty farts.
I'd be long neck fart.
Long neck
fart. My special power, long neck and fart.
And I'd be Michael's like, be? I'd be like a real, the best NRL player.
Michael
ever.
Would be the best liar. He would just lie to everyone and confuse their brains. Cunt. He'd scramble the senses.
All that.
So we're doing it. We're making a superhero film. That leads right into my next question.
When are you guys get a superhero film?
Yeah. When you guys get big enough, will you guys ever produce your own or star in your own Dirty Sanchez Jackass style movie?
Yeah, I think we have to. We have to. It sucks though, because like it'd be like we were far braver like 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, can just be like,
but it'd be different.
If we're making a movie, yeah, and like we had like all day for like one stunt or something, I reckon we could make it pretty damn good.
Oh, if you're making a movie, you're gonna have all week to do a stunt.
Yeah. So yeah, I definitely think that we should do that at one stage in our lives.
Be fun to do like activities.
We'd be dumb not to.
Yeah, like weird activities. Overseas and shit.
But even if it's not that good.
I just think you'd be totally different to Jackass. Jackass have the stunt value, while I think you guys have a lot more comedic side to yours.
And I reckon we're better at, well, Michael in particular is way better at gross shit than they were.
In some situations.
No, there's no way. There's no way that they would be able to do some of the shit Michael has done.
Come on, Michael won't even.
Michael ate dog shit fresh out of a dog's asshole.
Yeah, but what wouldn't you do the other day that I'd do?
They would never do that.
What we're trying to say is we are the fucking best.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Good at this.
I think.
Next question is from Lake McBogan. Why is it when you make those crazy vids with little poop and stuff in them, the fans can't look away? Can you explain that?
Why do you think they? I think it's just it's shock humor. You guys, if you sign up to the website, you obviously have our similar sense of humor, and it's just shock. It's like humor. It's just funny because it's shocking and it's just so wrong.
Yeah, I guess it's a certain taste.
It's an extreme sense of humor, Matt Brown.
Donut Films pointed out that the doll's name that you were asking for is Bishop.
Yeah, I saw that. Thank you, Donut Films. Yes, Bishop. Is that mannequin's name?
So remember, you can send Bishop's shit and then we put it on. It's the new Requifton for Matt if we don't find. Speaking of, we have to still decide the five. We have to pick the five.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Fuck the five.
We'll do that right after this question.
We're doing the five fucking Bachelor Brown top
five. Yeah, we're doing Bachelor Brown.
We've got a
segment
whiteboard.
Next. Okay? Bachelor Brown segment is next. Here we go.
Next question is from the last Skion, depending where they're from. Is Brown trying to look like Austin from Sharmies, making memories?
Yep. I'm going to go ahead. Yep.
They are actually, I'm going to say that.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it either. If you shave Austin's hair and you have Brown, someone questioned Brown's mum as she's popping out YouTubers. I don't think we look alike at all.
No, you are Austin. This is Austin.
What the fuck, man? Look at him.
I just thought of a great idea.
Ridiculous.
Ask me at the end of the podcast.
Okay.
I've got a great idea.
Forgotten.
Austin.
Sorry.
So Matt is Austin, okay? We've been keeping that alive forever.
Is that true, Matt?
You caught us.
Yeah, we did it. Fanny LaRue time. I just thought this was funny. He said, can you guys do a bong break and then explain the differences between the states and territories of Australia?
Oh. Yeah, let's
do that.
We
were cracking the shits about it the other day.
Yeah.
So we might do that.
Well, let's do like, I reckon a cool segment could be
states
we do
and territories.
A bong break and then someone gives us a topic and we have to discuss that topic.
Yeah, okay.
It sounds like we're talking about new segments, but...
Yeah,
exactly.
Potentially, all right.
That's a potential new
potentially,
segment.
Potentially, all right.
All right, and the last question is from Rail a Snail. Yeah. When are you going to record Browntown reacting to your website videos? I think you've said that a few times that you wanted to do that.
Yeah, definitely. We want to do that.
That can happen now.
Yeah,
we live with Clarifacinelli.
Yeah, we will
be
doing.
I
that.
Really want to see some of those. Yeah, things.
Well,
quite disgusting.
Sometimes you might not have a choice.
You have to like support your friends.
Don't you understand that, man?
We're finding you a wife. You support by signing up to the website and
we got
supporting
you
our content.
Don't list off all the things you're doing.
We got you a chair.
Everyone hates me already.
We're upgrading the chair into
you're getting another chair.
So it's like we've given you a fuck thing.
You go through them.
Somebody fucking sprayed me the other day in the comments saying, Matt's not appreciative of Marty and Michael. They're getting him a girlfriend. They buy him new chairs. And yeah, just going listening all the
time. That's exactly what we're doing.
You know, maybe consider that if everyone is saying this thing, that maybe
maybe it's true.
Yeah. So yeah, Matt Brown, it is possible that you are being unappreciative.
Maybe.
Which reminds me, it is time for Bachelor Brown, Bachelor Brown, he's right behind you. Please just look. He's right behind you. He's looking over your shoulder. He's always, always behind you. And this is a segment where Michael and I have taken it upon ourselves to find.
Can you check up?
Our single brown friend here, a girlfriend, a partner for life, because he can't do it. He's like in his mid to late 40s or early 50s, stumbling around like a fucking bag of shit cement, fucking around at home and fucking everything up for just fucked. He is fucked. So Michael and I need to find a girl for him. All right, so where's my phone?
We've decided this episode
I'm going to try something.
Oh, okay, this is good.
Pass me my phone? Is it on the ground?
I don't want to.
Can you pass the whiteboard too?
Matt, don't worry, okay? There's just trust us.
This is next level to wife. You're going to find the wife.
Is my phone on the ground, Matt?
Yes, it is.
I can't move because Bosley's on me. He's not moving.
That's clear, though.
We're not doing the screaming segment if Bosley doesn't get up. Just trust me.
Hello, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg. You are on the Marty and Michael Fully Actual Podcast. And sitting with me, I have a very eligible bachelor, Matthew Gregory Brown. Now, Matthew would love to get to know you and have a chat with you just to see if there's some chemistry there. And then Michael and I will organize and pay for the most premium of dates, Mr. Greg.
Greg.
All right. So we're gonna let you guys just have a chat and see what happens. See what sparks.
Are you guys that desperate for people tonight? Fuck. You had to call me,
Greg. What the fuck are you talking about?
You agreed to this. So
yeah, the fact that he just said how desperate are you to make this freak out.
Ask Greg a question. Greg, get ready.
Actually, no. See, Greg, I'm kind of into.
See?
Because of Dad.
Yeah, it reminds me of Dad.
It's the name.
And he's got a tennis court.
Matt, Greg, Dad.
If you got daddy problems, then I'm the guy.
How are you? How are you, Greg?
I'm good.
Flirt with each other.
Whereabouts?
This is a lot further than you normally get in most of these dates.
Yeah, I've got this spur of confidence all of a sudden. I think it's my new hair.
Yeah, this is going well.
Whereabouts in Brisbane are you from?
Ask him about sex.
Shut up.
Ask him about sex.
Where in Brisbane are you from, Greg?
Ask him about sex.
Sanford. Okay. Oh, that's not too far from me.
Pretty close to where you actually live right now, to be honest.
Have you come round to the new place yet?
What?
I've actually been in your bedroom today, to be honest. I have been in your bedroom.
What were you doing in my bedroom?
What, Greg? Sex.
I got toured around your beautiful pad and your bedroom today.
Gave him a tour.
Dude, I'm so sorry. I haven't finished unpacking.
He hasn't unfinished unpacking.
I'm actually quite embarrassed about that.
Hot sex.
Oh, look, don't be embarrassed.
Greg.
What are you saying in the background?
Hot sex with Greg. Matt wants to know what your favourite positions are and what you'd like to bend him into. A U-shape. A U-shape and then fuck down at the curve of it.
Greg.
Any position it'll fit, to be honest.
Greg, if we go out to dinner, where would you like to go?
Probably like...
Anywhere you want, Greg.
Yeah, anywhere, man.
If I'm just trying to think, like...
Hot sex.
Just say...
I like to eat a lot, so just say, where it's like a smorgasbord where I can just eat as much as I want.
Greg, you can go fine dining and just order as much
as
you want.
Nobody likes fine dining.
It's on me.
If you like fine dining, you're a fuckwit.
I'm just going off what's the most expensive...
No, I know what Matt knows.
Yeah, me and that's Greg are gonna go. We're gonna go to Ty at Carindale. Then we're gonna play some games at Time Zone. I'm gonna win him a teddy bear from the Big Skill Tester, and we're gonna skip off into the distance.
All right.
That sounds like perfection. We'll that is the date that I want to go on.
And then what happens?
Can you pay for that, Marty and Michael?
Yeah, we will pay for it.
Boys, if you organise this date, I promise you.
You have to agree to move in, though, together.
And you have to consider, you don't have to say yes, have to consider a very light kiss on the lips at the end of the date.
You have to spend the weekend at the house with me.
I'll consider that.
There's spare rooms. You don't have to have sex.
Is the Brown okay with children? Like, does it matter that I'm coming
from the bag? No, actually, he's not at all.
What do you mean?
He fucking hates mums. He gets so annoyed.
He does abuse
when the women have kids. He fucking hates it.
When we were doing the inspection of the house, I thought I was doing well with the child that was here.
Yeah, Klim's child.
Hang on.
Well, that's true. So you don't mind the fact that I've got three children?
Yeah, no, I've been hanging out with a child recently, and I found to really enjoy hanging out with her.
Dude, what the fuck are you saying?
So yeah, I would like to spend some time with your kids. God.
Greg, maybe don't bring them over.
I want to see your kids.
Yeah.
Some goalposts.
I might just have to ask my wife. But like, apart from that, it's probably
going to
be all good.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that should be all right. Jeez, sounds like at least 60% there.
I can't see anything going wrong.
Greg and Matt, honestly.
They're together.
If you guys organise a date, I promise you we will pay for this.
Promise?
Yeah, I promise. A gentleman.
Oh, agreement. I got a pinky promise, Greg. We're going on a fucking date. Can
let's
I please
it.
Have like...
Oh, mate, let's do this.
Well, so he's Greg's number one. We can decide
No, we'll decide that after this. We'll just see if there's any more chemistry.
All right. What are you thinking right now, Matt?
I'm thinking you and me at Time Zone is going to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah. That's actually good.
Remember when we ran into you at Time Zone accidentally?
Imagine if that
was the best night. Greg, it would be like that.
Greg, imagine if Matt tried to fuck you.
Did he?
No, imagine if he did after this date. How would you react? If he all of a sudden is just like, all right, anyway, I'll see you later, mate. And then he sort of like comes in a bit too uncomfortably close and then like sort of puts his arm around you a bit and you're like, what are you doing, Matt? What are you doing? And then, nothing.
Oh,
and then he grabs your shirt and pulls you towards him and then says, come, just stay for another drink.
Yeah.
What do you do in that instance?
Look, put me on the spot.
Put you on the spit. What?
Oh my god, they're gonna have sex. Matt, Greg, and Greg Matt.
Greg's quite flirty when he wants to be, isn't he?
Yeah.
If he wins me a toy, then
it's definitely a kiss at the end of the night.
It'll be something.
Well, that's very, very great.
I really hope that Kristen listens to this podcast.
That's his wife.
And all my other friends. I hope they all listen to it.
We'll promote it as much as we can, Mr. Gregory Smith on Facebook.
Oh, no.
You better wear a tennis-related...
Nappy.
Sorry. Nappy on our date.
Because he's going to have his balls floating around in it.
You'll have to soak it up with something.
Anyway, thank you for the date, Greg. We've appreciated it. And, yeah, like, you know how to contact Matt. I can give you his number if you want. You guys can text and just see if there's any chemistry.
I know where he lives.
We already follow each other on Instagram.
All right, well, there you go. All right, well, boys, I hope you hit it off. And, yeah, let's fingers crossed, eh?
Let's Charlene for a kiss.
I really appreciate your thoughts and the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Greg, and we'll see you smooth.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll see you smooth.
Love you, Matt.
See you, Greg.
Thanks for coming.
Where's the phone, Brown? Is it somewhere?
I have no idea.
That was very, very...
You just rang him on that. It's got to be...
Oh, here it is. It's in the crack.
So, Greg is leading. You're being flicked.
Should we have a flicker bong break?
Oh, we've got flaklala.
Oh, yeah.
Can we sliffishni?
Bong break! We'll be right back to finish off Bachelor Brown's top five and then prank call and scream segment, bitch.
Here, to make it easier, I'll fly like.
All right, guys, just to finish Bachelor Brown
He's
off.
Struggling to get in there.
As you know, at the end of the season, we'll be flying the top three bachelorettes from Bachelor Brown up to live potentially with Matthew
we
Brown.
We probably won't do that anyway.
So we need to come up. We're like, we're sick of not knowing, right? We're going to come up with a top five right now. And then we will adjust it live every week if another girl slips into the top five. All right, so grab the board, Michael. Matt liked. Now, these don't have to be in like ranking order, okay?
Oh, really?
No, this isn't ranking order. This is just in any order, your top five so far.
Okay.
So who have we got? We've got Isla, obviously.
Isla is number one. Sorry.
Oh, we're not
ranking them.
Greg?
Greg is definitely in. That was a hot day on the phone.
Yep.
Julian?
I've got to use her fake name and not use her real name because she told me her real name. The OnlyFans girl from England, her fake name is Jess.
Jess.
And just put OF UK. That's the only way we're gonna make sure we know who that is.
OF UK.
So should we just say Jess UK? Anyway.
Ooh.
And then what
Who's
about
that?
Jasmine?
Yeah, Jasmine, yeah. Jasmine was pretty cool.
Jasmine?
And then I reckon Greg again.
I think Jasmine's with an S.
Whatever. And then number five, who else? There's Greg been a twice. Lot of
There's been a lot.
A lot of really great contenders. Fuck,
there were some really like I've had a few chats with girls that are really nice. I'm trying to think of people who stand out. Should I say Ethan?
Was that that guy?
Yeah, that's
what,
that dude.
What about the stripper? He was pretty good.
Oh, Dom.
Who else has there been?
Dom's way too much. Oh, I wish I prepared more for this.
Yeah, come on. We'll think.
Can we
just
please go with Greg again?
No, we can't. We need top five.
Oh, wow. Okay. So at least he's taking it serious.
Yeah.
So he should.
Katie was hot last week, wasn't she? She lived nearby. Have you been talking to her?
She never popped up. She didn't follow through.
Oh, Katie, come on.
If she did, I haven't recognized it, or if she follows me already, I'm not sure.
Maybe the virtual feel up was a bit too much.
Yeah, it was a bit inappropriate.
You guys, the one initiated that.
Yeah, but she sounded keen because she's like, I don't want anything too serious.
You can do it in a cool way.
I live nearby.
You can do it in a cool way.
I don't want to settle down.
Yeah, I was excited about that, but yeah. Ethan was pretty funny. I could go with Ethan.
All right, put Ethan there.
He'd be pretty happy to.
All right. So currently, as it stands, and you know, you can look and find if you want to replace any with this. This is your board, mate.
I can knock people out of the top five 100%. And add others. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, next week I'll revise.
All right. So this is the current top five as it stands: Isla, Greg, Jess from the UK, Jasmine, and Ethan. And that is Bachelor Brown, everyone. Put that there, hey. Just put that.
We're gonna sticky clang.
Yeah,
clang.
We'll sticky.
It's gonna be here. So let's just keep it like this for now, and see where it goes.
Mohan, just give it here.
That's that.
It's gonna fall.
That's that there now.
That's that. That's that now, Matt. That's that now, Matt.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the give me the phone number of the flick lily, huh? 22.
this round. Do you understand? You win this round. You are the first. Congratulations. You win this round. Give me money. Hey, can I just book a massage in, please?
I can't believe
it. Hey, why? I lost it the whole minute.
So the minute is like you become like, I reckon, immortalized. Sensei. Like, yeah, you're immortalized. If you make it to a minute as a business, you are there to hear.
Does that mean we keep calling them every time until we win?
Imagine if, like, just putting the phone in your ear and just sitting there listening to that for 1 minute.
She could have been massaging.
Did you sort of giggle towards the end of your laugh?
Yeah, I did.
Because
your
laugh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I couldn't help myself.
That was very funny. I lost it.
Very good. And then you're like, can I get a massage? Oh, of course that happened.
Dude, we should try this screaming segment on TikTok because people will just love the screams. 100%.
Yeah, let's get the fella.
Oh. All right, guys.
Should we save them and like try them again? See if we can win?
What do you mean?
No.
They're gods.
That's
you can't be any better than that. All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
They're being way more B.
All right, guys. It's time for the fucking prank call. Frank fucking call, all right?
Effie. We're being Effie.
All right. Today, I'm going to call, right? Some restaurant as Darren. And I'm going to say, I'm looking for a job, but I've just gotten out of prison. And then they'll be like, you can apply online. And then I'll say, oh, look, you're just discriminating because I've been in jail.
That's if they have vacancies.
Dude, everywhere has Clever Schnelle.
That's true.
Matthew.
You were just Spiller Lily.
Yeah.
Jesus, Matt Brown. Seriously.
Sorry.
Very negative. I've got to stop.
All right, man.
Quite a negative person.
Really?
Oh, Matt's fucking wearing a wig and it is not right.
What?
It's Flylai.
I'm really considering wearing this to work.
It's Fliklele.
See if anyone goes, hey.
Fired. All right, I'm going to call this place. No, shut up. Don't fucking call for a job, you fucking dumb fuckwit. Fuck, man. Can't they hear you in the background? They fucking. In fact, try more resume. Fuck, keep your fucking mouth shut. Can't fuck me. Can't fuck my life up. Fucking fuck my life up before jail. Nate, fuck my life up after jail. You fucking Davey cunt. Fuck, sit down, squat rot cunt. Fucking fuck a thumb, you cunt. Fucking thumb, you cunt. Fuck, thumb, you cunt. Dark. Web pingers can't dark. Fuck me, cunt.
Boss is speaking, I can help you.
Yeah, g'day, brother. Hey, good bloody travel, mate. Look, I worked at about maybe 12 months ago, right? Ended up doing a bit of time in jail, right, for about 9 months. I've just come out and I'm looking to get a job again, right? So I'm just calling around saying, who's got vacancies and that, and see if you'd be accepting any resumes and that.
Yeah, so for resumes and that kind of thing, right. Now, in the last kind of 12 months,
yeah, right.
Stores don't really accept like paper resumes specifically, so you have to go through the online service and then from their head office sorts it and filters it down to all the stores for us to read.
Times are changing, brother, eh? Fucking times are changing, mate. Eh? Yeah.
I remember
There's just one problem, but Kuzlok, I don't have like any online stuff. Like I've got like a little phone, but that don't do like Facebook and all that. That do call and text and that all that does. And I don't got no laptop on that, so it's like, do you know what I mean? Like I'm sort of like stuck there, and like, I'm gonna need your help for it. Does that make sense?
I don't know whether I'm not 100% sure, mate, but if I were you, investigate like public, like libraries and that kind of thing. They usually have open computers you can use to go online and apply for stuff. Public libraries, kind of buildings.
No, look, I respect that, mate. Yeah, listen, mate, I respect that kind of intensity you had there. That's straight out solid advice, but I'm banned from the public library here in Brisbane, right? So okay. I can't go near libraries and that. So what if, like, listen to this, right? What if I come in, right, and I'll do a little interview, whatever is needed on that, and I'll like tease like all about me and shit and fucking tell you I was locked up for. It was nothing bad. It wasn't even me that did it, right? I didn't even do the stealing, right? And I ended up getting 9 months for a ball. It was safe. So fucked. But I'll explain that tomorrow when I come in for the interview. And then, like, if you need me to online that, like, I'll just jump on your lappies you've got there, and I'll just type all my info in and that, whatever you need, and hoorah, rah, off we go to the races, bro.
Yeah. I mean, we can't. I'm not.
Right.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, you can't. All right, I get it. All right, well, look, I respect you standing up strong, coming up against my force and stopping me. I respect that, right? I'm going to step back. I'm going to lift my hands up in the air right now and say, you made me stop, and that's respectful. But I know what's going on. I know what deeper is here, right? You's discriminating because I was just got out of jail. Isn't that right, mate? But, you know... let me come in and tell you my side story. Like, I'll get it. But I won't take nothing. Don't worry. I'm not going to take nothing this time.
Yeah, man. Look, you can... I don't know whether anyone would... Like, if you came in and asked... I don't know whether we do interviews on the spot like that. Like, yeah, I don't think anyone would sit down and talk. Yeah, like, not even...
My hands on my heart right now. Yeah, no, that's strong.
Yeah, no. I don't mean to seem like I'm discriminating, but literally anyone who walks in and asks for an interview, we wouldn't normally do it. It's not something that we do anymore.
Mate, hand on my heart right now, mate. You make me... I'm on my knees right now looking up to the heavens, and like what you just said, like that's actually respectful because you've come at it from like you're on my side. Does that make sense? And I respect that.
Yeah.
You're a team leader or something. I'll come in tomorrow, right? You let me deal with the bosses and that. Don't tell them I got done. Don't tell them I spent any time in jail, right? You keep your mouth shut about that. I'll talk to them tomorrow when I get in, and I can explain it to them. Because if you try and tell them, you say, oh, he went to jail, whatever you're going to say to them, like, they might get wrong idea of me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%, bro.
Yeah, no
worries. I get it.
Okay, all right, good. All right, well, that's good. What you just said then, to be honest, like, that was, like, I'm pumping my chest out with pride right now, bro. You've just come back strong. Like I came up a little bit and you pushed back. You took a step back and caught me with you, bro. And that means the world to me, right? And I'm going to let you know I got your back for life. You are my blood.
Yeah.
Right? You are my blood. Do you understand that now? We are family, bro.
Yeah, 100%. Anything else I can help you with today? Or?
No, mate, look, that's all I wanted to know was, and I've called up getting a job, and I'm leaving with a family member, mate, and that's like shake my hand, cunt. Fucking shake my hand, like stand up, put your hand out and pretend that we're shaking hands, because that's what I'm doing right now, and I've got a fucking tear in my eye, bro. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, brother. You are my brother. Follow us. Do you understand? I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, man. 100%.
I'll see you tomorrow, brother. But don't ever forget me. And don't tell them about jail. I love you, brother.
Yeah.
I love you.
See you later, bro.
I love you, Dylan. Oh my god.
Oh man.
He's like 100%, yeah. We are family now. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Dude, what's his name? Dylan.
Honestly, that is my probably up there with my most favorite prank call you've ever done. I love you, brother.
Yeah, but not in a sexual way.
Yeah, true.
A family.
It's like he's, yeah.
Family. I wonder if he's expecting some psycho to come in tomorrow just demanding an interview.
Oh, man, you got real angry at certain parts.
I love
sounds
her.
So unhinged.
I love you like, don't you tell him that I'm coming and don't tell him about jail.
Yeah. Like, yeah. He would have been like, no, man, I won't. Stressing a bit about that.
Imagine like, him going to his boss's office, but hey, I just got the weirdest phone call. Some guy is going to come in tomorrow and ask for an interview.
Oh, hopefully I didn't scare him.
No. Your brother's now.
Your brother's now.
That's how much you loved him.
I really wanted him to say it back. I should have asked him.
Do you love me too?
Damn it.
Dude, when he figures out he's on the podcast, he's going to be so happy.
Oh, that was so funny, dude.
That's it. Next week, hopefully, I have Misfit Minds, if not the week after. And line locking, everything's coming together like a big ball of power. We're the best.